Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
Do you want to speak a little bit to why couples need to rethink how they connect with each other once their kids are gone?
Well, it's important to keep that connection during the active parenting years, because what we see happen is as the kids grow up and they become teenagers, you may be great parents, you spend a lot of time in your parenting role, but then you lose that emotional connectedness with each other because your careers are taking off, your parenting, and then when the kids leave, all of a sudden there's this void, and you're looking at each other, you know, over this breakfast table for five, and it's just the two of you, and it's very, very quiet.
Yeah, and you say, who are you? You know, I don't know this bird in my nest. My empty nest here, and if I know you, I'm not sure I want to spend the next 30 years with you. And the divorce rate really increases with couples married 30 plus years. And so it's a time to reinvent your relationship. We believe that the second half of marriage can be the best half. And so in second half of marriage, which is also a video curriculum for small groups, we help couples face the 8 challenges that all couples face at this time of life. And we just help them reinvent their relationship and to go from a child-focused relationship to partner-focus and just to rediscover each other. We also put together 10 Great Dates for Empty Nesters. So they can reinvent their relationship while they're having dates.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it's important to not ever kind of put it on cruise control and think that everything is going to be fine, right?
Never.
No, this never quite happens that way.
No, marriage is a journey. It's not a destination. You never get there. And you keep, you know, traveling this road together. And you have to keep working on that relationship. If you don't keep working, it's going to go downhill. And so just remember that to journey together.
Yeah.
It's quite the trip.
Well, and you can make that statement because you've been married for how long now?
We'll see with the younger parents out there, but we have been married for 52 years and we're still dating.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.